Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s, with wind gust at 20. For tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 70s, wind gust at 25. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 40s. For Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny skies, cooler temps. Right now, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A 35-year-old Medicine Lodge man has been sentenced to life in prison for killing a woman last summer. Clinton Wayne Rogers was sentenced Friday in Barber County District Court after he pled guilty on October 1st to first-degree murder. Prosecutors say Rogers killed 61-year-old Joyce Folkrod in July of last year. A family member found Folkrod dead in her home. Rogers fled and was arrested in Montana in August of last year on a warrant for theft in Kingman County. Authorities said he stole a truck in Kingman County while fleeing to Montana. Frustrated with persistently low prices, ranchers and others in the beef industry are moving to reverse a long trend of consolidation and planning to open new slaughterhouses. The new plants typically cost more than $300 million, but they will still be much smaller than those owned by the four meat company giants that slaughter over 80% of the nation's cattle. That has led to some skepticism about whether the new independent plants can succeed. Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy. We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. On select models, new group credits. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Police in Wichita investigating after a shooting left one person dead and two others critically injured. Police say the shooting happened Friday afternoon at an apartment complex on the city's east side. Officers found one man deceased at the complex. Police say a second victim, who was critically injured, was found at a nearby Burger King. A third victim, who was also in critical condition, went to a Wichita hospital. No further information was immediately released. A teenage girl and a woman from Colorado lost their lives after their vehicles collided on I-70 in western Kansas early Saturday. Several other people were hurt. The Kansas Highway Patrol says Christina Santana of Pueblo, Colorado, was driving the wrong way in the eastbound lanes of I-70 before the collision. Santana's Chevy Suburban struck a 2012 Hyundai Sonata driven by 15-year-old Alexi Echo Hawk of Mosca, Colorado. Santana and Echo Hawk both died. Three children who were riding in the Suburban and a 46-year-old passenger in the Hyundai I also suffered minor injuries. Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska's Attorney General says he won't seek disciplinary action against doctors who prescribe controversial off-label drugs to treat and prevent coronavirus infections, as long as they get informed consent from patients and don't engage in misconduct. The Office of Attorney General Doug Peterson released a legal opinion saying it didn't see data to justify legal action against healthcare professionals who prescribe ivermectin, a decades-old parasite treatment, or hydroxychloroquine, a malaria drug that former President Donald Trump took to prevent COVID-19. Many health experts and leading medical groups have been trying to stop the use of both drugs, arguing that they can cause harmful side effects, and there's little evidence that they help. Nebraska state tax officials say the Nebraska government collected more tax revenue than expected last month. The Nebraska Department of Revenue reports that net tax receipts in September were $625 million, almost 20% above what was predicted. Mid-America Network News.
Kids, you better be packed and out the door in five.
Here's a look at your weekend forecast. Sunshine Friday afternoon.
Sweet.
Before the clouds roll in and temps drop overnight.
Bummer.
We'll see heavy rain Saturday morning.
Oh.
And more heavy rain Saturday night.
Oh, honey, grab the raincoats.
But Sunday looks better with sunshine for a perfect fall day.
And the sunscreen, too.
Protect what's inside your car no matter what's outside with the Michelin Cross Climate 2 Tire. Between October 13th and November 2nd, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
See Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
See MichelinMan.com/promotions for complete details. Offer expires November 2nd, 2021. Void where prohibited.
Stop on and see Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners reviewed three bids for the low-volume bridge replacement on West River Road in Waterville Township at last week's meeting and unanimously approved the low bid from Reese Construction of Salina for $308,000. The board authorized Public Works Authority to bid up to $80,000 on a plow truck plus a spreader at auction to replace a truck that's beyond repair. The sheriff joined the meeting to discuss the upcoming interviews for construction manager at risk for the jail project and discussed an additional interview with Lloyd Builders, who was awarded the job with the previous construction plans. Commissioners decided to stick with the three original firms for interviews, but have an option to interview additional firms. Emergency management reported progress on the American Rescue Plan, emphasizing water, sewer, and premium pay as focus of spending the funds. Washington County Commissioners last week approved a $38,000 bid from Norris Motors for a new pickup for the Road and Bridge Department. It was reported the Area Agency on Aging is in need of volunteer members. Anyone interested is asked to contact Commissioner Raleigh Hordine. Following a public hearing with no comments forthcoming, Nemahal County Commissioners unanimously approved the 2022 budget as published at a mill levy rate of 40.118 mills. A guilty plea to second-degree murder was heard last week in Marshall County District Court as Jefferson S. Goad of Waverly reached a plea agreement in the death early last year of Donald McLaughlin of Vermillion. As part of the agreement, conspiracy and interference with law enforcement charges were dropped. A jury trial in the case was thus avoided, with sentencing for Goad set December 14. Another man, Jeremy Penix, faces the same charges in the case and has a pretrial motion hearing upcoming in November. A Marysville man was sentenced in Marshall County District Court last week to 67 months in prison on a rape charge. Robert L. Link entered a plea agreement with some charges dropped and avoided a jury trial. TNDY will air a rebroadcast of Thursday night's candidate forum featuring Marysville City Council, Marysville Mayor, and Marysville School Board. The event will air this evening at 6 for City Council and Mayor candidates, followed at 7 by the School Board candidates on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Pizza Hut will host a fundraiser for the Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot this evening. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the depot restoration efforts. Any purchase at the Pizza Hut in Marysville this evening qualifies. Patricia L. Kramer, age 84, of Axtell, passed away Thursday. Mass of Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial at St. Bridget Cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday noon until 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Patricia Kramer. Sean A. Spillmeyer, age 30, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery.
Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Sean Spellmeyer.
Joseph L. Joe Werner, age 87, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the parish cemetery. Rosary service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5, at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Joe Werner. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pulled pork, chips, cucumber salad, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow's spaghetti, meat sauce, French bread, green beans, and peaches. Marshall County Health Department will offer flu shots in Axtell this morning, 9 to 10 a.m. at the American Legion. In Summerfield, Fire Station, 10:45 until noon. And in Beatty at the Fire Station today from 1 until 1:30. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, high pressure system overhead, as well as an upper level ridge, we're going to see the return of some warm temperatures in the 70s. We'll continue with sunny skies for this Monday, continuing into tomorrow before a low pressure system pushes through, maybe bringing some isolated rain showers as we head into tomorrow night. Otherwise, behind the system, cooler temperatures. We'll see temperatures back down into the 60s and becoming mostly sunny. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 70s, wind gust 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s, wind gust at 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, again, highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, could see some isolated showers and thunderstorms around 50. For Wednesday, becoming mostly sunny, cooler temperatures in the lower 60s. Wednesday night, mostly clear, 39, and Thursday, sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October, 68. Record high on this date, 90. The average low, 43, and the record low, 21. Sunrise this morning, 7:40. Sunset this evening, 6:44. 46 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 18th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Lightning strikes twice for the Braves. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. A night after Austin Riley's late-game heroics lifted the Braves to a win, the Dodgers experienced heartbreak in the last at-bat once again.
Line drive, that is through, it gets through, here comes Dansby. Lightning strikes twice, and the Braves walk it off.
The call on WCNN, after catching a deep fly off the bat of Trey Turner in the top of the ninth, Eddie Rosario came through for Atlanta in the bottom half with a walk-off single. The Braves rallied for a 5-4 win to take a 2-0 lead on the defending World Series champs. NFL, on a night where the Steelers honored some of their all-time greats, the current team channeled some of that energy against the Seahawks.
Koontz is ready. Snap is down. Boz. Kick is good. And this game is over.
On WDVE, Chris Boswell drilled a 37-yard field goal following a strip sack by T.J. Watt. Pittsburgh edged Seattle in overtime 23-20. Gillette Stadium in Foxborough used to be an intimidating place for opponents. Not so much anymore.
Play fake. Boot to the right. Looking down the field. Lamb. 10-5. Victory.
on KRLD. After the Cowboys and Patriots went to overtime, CeeDee Lamb's TD catch helped the Cowboys dispatch the Patriots 35-29 to improve to 5-1. New England dropped to 0-4 at home for the first time in Bill Belichick's 22-year tenure as head coach. After an emotional week, the Raiders players responded with their own collective statement on the road in Denver.
Down the middle, deep for Ruggs. Ruggs has got it. 10-5. Yeah, baby! Jackpot!
On KRLV, Derek Carr threw two touchdowns and authored his fourth 300-yard passing game of the season. Vegas won its first game since the departure of John Gruden, 34-24, over the Broncos. The Chicago Sky beat the Phoenix Mercury to win the WNBA championship in four games. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on Key and EY.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Biden and congressional Democrats have 2 weeks before their next self-imposed deadline to reach an agreement on his Build Back Better plan to expand social programs that attack climate change. With lawmakers back in town this week, Biden and high-level White House officials will continue their outreach in search of a deal on the size and scope of the legislation. The most recent deadline for action on the bill, October 31st, that's the day a temporary extension of the federal highway funding runs out and the international COP26 climate conference begins in Glasgow, Scotland. A bipartisan infrastructure bill, which the House progressives are blocking until the Build Back Better Act passes, includes a long-term extension of highway spending. Well, the beginning of that Glasgow conference, critical to Biden because he needs action on the climate measure to back up his commitment to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030. Democrat leaders continue to press for a delay by the end of the month, although there's been no announcement of an agreement on the top line numbers. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia posted a statement on Twitter Friday night, pushing back on pressure he's getting from Senator Bernie Sanders to cut a deal that progressives can support. Manchin said that 52 senators, referring to himself and Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and the 50 Republican senators, remain concerned about throwing more money at an already overheated economy. Meanwhile, House progressives are pressuring the Democrat leadership to ensure that a range of their domestic priorities are funded in the bill, including child care, universal pre-K, and free community college. The Build Back Better plan the president wants is actually more popular in farm country than Biden himself, according to a new poll sponsored by the One Country Project. That's a group organized to help Democrats get elected in rural areas. Some 47% of rural voters support the plan, and 45% of voters approve the job that Biden's doing. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Manhattan Commission Company will host a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, October 20th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. with 10 first calf heifer pairs, a second calf heifer pair set, bred first calf heifers, bred cows, plus pairs, replacement heifers, and several bulls. This will be a special stock cow and bred heifer sale. Online bidding available at LMA Auctions. Additional details online at mcclivestock.com. This special stock cow and bred heifer sale, Wednesday, October 20th, begins 11 a.m. at Manhattan Commission Company.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, efficiency on the farm is absolutely vital as many farmers look at finding ways to try and shorten their costs as the prices of the resources and raw materials continue to climb each and every day. And sometimes that's really difficult to do, especially for cattle farmers. As for many beef producers, developing an efficient cow herd has financial implications. And according to the beef cattle experts at Kansas State University, they talk about ways to look for the efficiencies you can have within your herds.
Partly because of my interest, but part because I think it's true. It's reproductive efficiency really drives a lot of the efficiency on a farm. So things like calves weaned per cow exposed, and what's good about that is in order to get a high calves weaned per cow exposed, I need good bull fertility, I need good cow fertility, and I need good calf health. So if you start with just number of calves weaned per cow exposed and really try to keep that high, That's a really important place to start.
That was veterinarian Bob Larson on the Cattle Chat podcast from Kansas State University, where they say one of the biggest things you could look at for efficiency is nutrition of the cattle.
So, you know, one of the things we've looked at recently is, as looking at some of these different factors in the cow herd model, you know, nutrition is pretty important as from how much I have to spend on winter feed and how long can I graze. And so I think that plays a big role in how efficient, or especially from an economic standpoint, that herd is.
They say one way to help track all the expenses of your cattle is through keeping good records. And for most producers, it's really trying to match their biological efficiencies with their economic efficiencies due to them trying to keep a return on investment for each of their inputs, such as labor, equipment, feed, and more. As many cattle producers have been putting their stock on grain a little bit longer with the lower prices of grain in the market right now. They also recommend that many producers need to look at the number of calves weaned per cow exposed, and you want that number to be as high as possible. For the entire interview and more information, you can go to the Kansas State University's Research and Extension Office website. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henriks from Beatrice 77 Livestock. It's a Monday. Hey, we've got a nice sale again today. It's going to be smaller, but the cattle are very good. The weather's good, and it sounds like a lot of harvest is going to get completed this week. So that is very, very good news out there on the farm scene. Here today, 10 o'clock start, and at high noon, we will get into the hay department, which is kind of small here today. The workload is pretty, pretty strong out there on the farm, but we do have 10 round grass bales. I think that we would get square bales in here this morning. If you're in need, certainly give us a call right here in the office, and we'll keep you up to date. And the cattle close actually closed on Wednesday last week. It's a broken record of 124 in the cash, 196 in the carcass. Certainly, listening to everybody talk, it looks like they're going to move up, but it's been tough to do that. 124 and a 196 on last week's markets. Here today, we will get started on the feeder cattle at 12:30. We're going to start off with a great set of yearling steers. 50 black steers are going to be coming off grass. They're going to weigh 8 to 850 pounds. That's the Irv Hulse cattle out of Beatrice. A great set of heifers. Bob Harden out of Wymore. 40 black heifers, 45-day wean. October on the vaccination, 4 to 500 pounds. Fleshner cattle out of Virginia, 20 black and red steering heifers are weaned coming off grass, of course. They're going to weigh 6 to 700. The Smith cattle out of Pleasantdale, excellent set of 17 black and black baldy steering heifers, 30-day wean with a spring vac. Those calves are going to be in that 5 to 550. Tom Sullivan out of Martell, good cattle, 20 black steering heifers, 20-day wean. They're weighing 5 to 550. The Cochran cattle out of Bennett are going to be 21 head black steer and heifers. Excellent set. They're going to be coming off the cow. They've got an October 8 on the vac. They're at that 450 to 550 in the weight range. The Rhodes cattle, they're out of Tobias. 7 black and black baldy steer and heifers. 30-day wean, 3-week vac, 450 to 550. And there's an additional 40 head. They're going to be in small groups of 4-5 and that type thing. But they are very good cattle. So if you're looking for like calves, folks, certainly come up and see us, 12:30 on the feeder cattle. Also, we do have the Bexter hay feeders on hand, so give us a call. They are the round three-piece hay-saving feeder. We have those on hand, so give us a call, along with the Ritchie Waters and Water Supplies here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. On Saturday, we'll be going to Lincoln, 7215 Havelock Avenue, on a great power tool, hand tools, generator, lawn, garden, miscellaneous, and 3,000 book of comic book collection. So, folks, very, very high quality. It looks new in regards to the power tools. The nails are new. The screws are new. Very, very clean. That's 7215 Havelock Avenue, Lincoln, Nebraska, 11 o'clock on Saturday. And you can certainly go online to the auctioneers, view all the pictures. 11 o'clock on Saturday. Have a great day. Thanks for the business. Give us a call, Tony, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. And keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
729 from KNDY, 46 degrees out of sunrise. Middle 70s on a seasonal high this afternoon.
The vast majority of America's pumpkin crop comes from just one state. We will tell you which one on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 18th, the 291st day of the year. Actor Zac Efron has a birthday, and the U.S. took formal possession of Alaska on this day in 1867. Where is the pumpkin capital of the world? The town of Morton, Illinois has laid claim to the title, and it's hard to argue their point. Over 150,000 tons of pumpkins are processed and canned there each year. That's enough to make more than 90 million pies. You'll find the town just a few miles southeast of Peoria. Draw a radius of 90 miles around the area, and you'll have circled a region that produces 80% of America's commercial pumpkin crop. If it wasn't already the land of Lincoln, we'd say land of pumpkin would be fitting for the title for the state of Illinois. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Henry Columbi threw for a touchdown, ran for another as Texas Tech had four rushing touchdowns in a 41-14 victory over KU Saturday. Texas Tech led 24-0 at halftime. Donovan Smith added a rushing touchdown in the third quarter. Things didn't go a whole lot better for K-State as Breece Hall rushed for 197 yards and two touchdowns, and Brock Purdy was inefficient, 22 of 25 for 208 yards and a score, as Iowa State downed K-State 33-20. The Wildcats had won 15 of the last 16 games in Manhattan. The team split the last four meetings in the series, with each team winning two home games. Prior to that, K-State had won 10 straight games in the series. NASCAR, Kyle Larson's clinched a spot in the Championship Four with his NASCAR Cup Series playoff win at Texas yesterday. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football scores. Marysville outlasted Clay Center in overtime, 10-6. Riley County over Concordia, 48-7. Chapman took Council Grove, 55-14. Augusta beat Abilene, 28-0. Wamego shut out Fort Scott, 35-0. Valley Heights fell to Jackson Heights, 48-12. Frankfort lost to Thunder Ridge, 60-12. Hanover beat Lynn, 58-12. Axtell over Wetmore, 64-16. And Washington County lost to Clifton Clyde, 50-0. Centralia beat Linden, 26-0. Exeter Milligan Friend over Southern, 64-14. Marysville High School's Shea Kramer finishes 10th in the girls' 1-2-3A state tennis tournament over the weekend. Grace Schroller also participated in singles. It was Grace Winkler and Caden Spurgeon participating in doubles.
Very tough night for Marysville as they fall to Concordia, 32-6.
It's
o'clock and you're wondering if I'm sleeping. You heard from your friends that I'm doing okay, and you're thinking that maybe you made a mistake, and you want me to know, but I don't want to know how you're feeling. Keep it to yourself. If you think that you still love me, put it on a shelf. If you're looking for to yourself.